Hi, my name's Karudi, and growing up, I loved history because I loved hearing stories that actually happened. But most of the African history I'd been exposed to up until recently pretty much began and ended with slavery and colonization. I know, crazy, right? But that all changed early this year. You see, I was in Lagos and caught the play Murimi at Terraculture, and I was like, yo, so stories like this exist? Why are stories like these not told? And then it occurred to me, wait, so if you asked me about the Battle of Hastings, when it happened and who won, I'd be like 1066, William the Conqueror. And then if you asked me about Henry VIII and his six wives, I'd be able to tell you their names, which isn't really that impressive because half of them were Catholic. Their children. And here's the ridiculous bit. How each marriage ended. In order, divorce beheaded died. Divorce beheaded survived. But if you asked me about any of the monarchs, kings, queens that reigned in Africa or just Nigeria, I'd be like,
hello darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly...
That didn't seem right to me. So introducing Africa's Victors. Well, we'll be telling stories about Africans in our past that did amazing things. There'll be kings and queens and dragons. There won't be any dragons. But there'll be juju, which is way more crazy than dragons, to be honest.
Right, so this is where I explain what juju is. For those of you who are not from West Africa, juju is basically black magic. But I'm not talking Sabrina the Teenage Witch type black magic, no. I'm talking steal your entire destiny type black magic. Yeah. Okay, back to the video.
Join me every Tuesday as we dive into the past and explore all of our ancestors. Hopefully we'll laugh and cry and leave inspired. And expect some unsolicited commentary from yours truly. Let's go.